Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I'm without my mother today. However, I have a wonderful episode for you coming up, which is our highlights, tasty morsels, second helpings, a little extra of some of our favourite or funniest moments in the podcast over the last few years. We've been so lucky to have so many wonderful guests, but all of these moments just needed a second airing because they were too good to miss. And hey, maybe you haven't even listened to the first episodes and then you can go back. We are having, I guess, a little break for a couple of weeks, and this is why we are giving you a couple of episodes of Tasty Morsels, all the best bits rolled into two episodes until we're back for the new season, because let's face it, the last season went on and on and on, just like COVID. So we wanted to have a little bit break, and we'll be back in a couple of weeks with new guests. We've lined up some amazing guests for the new series, and we can't wait to be back in person with people. It was so nice to have Mel C in the flesh. And so, yeah, we can't wait to do that again. But whilst you wait for that, here is episode one of Table Manners Extra Helpings. Oh, and forgive me, guys. I managed to get a summer cold whilst I was away. So that is why I'm a little bit Mariella Frostrup today. But first up is Rick Astley, who came over last autumn for a bit of afternoon tea and some walnut and chai pumpkin cake, which was very moist. And here it is, Rick Astley on Table Manners.
Actually, you know what? It's I hate the word. It's moist.
Oh, moist. If you only knew.
What?
Well, I can even, well,
oh my God, tell me. Oh, are you about to say something about moist?
Well, I have fans who hold up cards that say moist.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Why?
Disgusting.
That is a really weird way to say that they're really enjoying
your
show.
No, it's because, you know, when you're on stage and you say something a bit, not weird, but just comes out of your mouth and you think, what the, why the...
I do that all the time, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I don't know where we were and it was raining and I said, oh my God, you poor people, da-da-da, you know, you must be soaked. Are you wet? Are you... And it just came out and just said, moist. And I just burst out laughing, and my band, and I look right at Simon playing drums, and he's just falling apart, and I'm just thinking, oh my God. And then sure enough, like a week later, or wherever we were later, and someone had come to the gig again, and the holder, and that, so...
That is a really unfortunate...
It is, but it's also, it's like a really old way of describing that condition, if it is a condition, do you know what I mean?
Or just,
I don't know what it is, but it's moist, you know what I mean?
Enjoy my moist cake.
Well, the cake's
darling.
Fantastic.
It's quite good. Mm.
It's a terrible word, moist.
It really is a disgusting word. I absolutely can't stand it. However, it was a great cake. Talking of cakes, here is an embarrassing moment with David Schwimmer, also known as Ross from Friends, who we made an exception for. We went to a hotel to record an episode with him. We've never done that before, but you do that for David Schwimmer, don't you? And it was going quite politely until the very last moment when we were about to get cut off, or he was about to go and do another press junket. And, well, Ross Geller came out, really. Let's go. This is David Schwimmer on Dr. Alex's Banana Bread. We need to offer you some cake. You don't have to eat it right now.
You can take it home. You can
what
keep
is it?
It.
Did you make it?
Yeah.
My son made it for us.
Oh. Her son, the doctor.
My son's a doctor. Did I mention this?
Ooh, what kind of cake is it?
It's a banana cake.
I love banana cake.
So we usually would have offered you and made you delicious food.
Well, next
so this
time
is our
better.
Offering. If you can share it with all these people who...
Oh, that would be lovely. Here, I'll get it.
That's just there.
No, you don't have to eat it now.
Just take it, just there for you.
But it's there. It's for you in this hard time of press junkets and promo.
It's got banana chocolate bits in it as well.
So it's banana chocolate cake.
Yeah.
All right. And is it...
I hope it's all right.
So it's not like banana chocolate bread.
It's like banana bread.
We call it banana bread. And you know what would be really good on it?
Do you want honest feedback?
Oh, my God. Yeah. He's saying it's dry.
Do you want...
It looks a bit dry to me.
Do you want honest feedback? Or am I supposed to pretend it's the most amazing...
Well, I went in deeper.
I went in deeper.
Try.
Yeah, it's drier than I...
Jesse, it's dry.
All right, Paul Hollywood.
No.
Steady on. Come on, then.
I mean,
taste.
It's drier than I make.
Fine. Let's do the taste.
Because he's given up smoking, so he's bad-tempered.
Oh my God, he's smelling it.
It's dry.
Jessica!
I didn't make it, Dr. Alex.
Well, I didn't make it either. I've never served dry bloody banana cakes.
Also, I mean...
It's not that dry.
It's dry. The problem is there's not enough banana. There's not enough banana.
Jesse, this is not that dry. You'd have eaten
it. It's dry.
I have to say, you can barely taste banana.
Fuck it up.
What? He's really gone wrong.
We didn't do a whole meal. Jesus. Shit.
Well, I'm a specialist in banana bread and banana cake.
Now we fucking know.
Is that dry?
It could also be what kind of bananas are you using?
You know what it is. What kind of bananas are you using? They weren't
overripe. Yeah, that was the problem.
I think that's the problem.
Also, look at where the chips are. They're all the way at the bottom. All the chocolate's on the bottom.
Well, that's not there.
This is riddled.
David, look.
I've never seen that in my life.
Jesse, I've really embarrassed
Alex obviously didn't follow the recipe.
You guys, come on.
My son is an anaesthetist.
You should be embarrassed. Look
We're
at
really
that.
Embarrassed for what is fuck's that? Sake. My God.
What is that? That was chocolate. Those aren't chocolate chips.
They weren't chocolate chips. We broke... divine chocolate into
but
it.
I'm not going to lie. Look at that. There's he was resentful
piece,
when I asked
there's
him to make
one piece
Jesse
of chocolate
that's
in this.
That's a fuck you to me,
that is,
I think.
That was not made with love.
That's just the worst.
Jessica, he'll be so upset.
I think he will start smoking again. It's actually really miserable. I'm not going to lie. And I'm really glad that
we're
going to
throw it away.
But you...
That was...
I schlepped that in a bag.
I appreciate that.
I didn't
I
make
really
it.
Do appreciate
and what you
it.
Do get to keep is a tea towel from us.
Okay, thank you.
As an apology for the That's mediocre.
It's got table manners on it.
Thank you.
I love that if it was me, right, if I'd
you
cooked that, she'd be like, Jessica,
it.
You've ruined it because it's Alex the doctor. It's fine. He's fine. He can be given.
He has been
he's
saving lives all day.
Yeah.
So he's a little tired.
And taking one today.
Did you notice how quick Mum and I are to pass the buck on to poor Alex? Yeah, I feel like maybe we feel a bit more sorry for him after old COVID, but yeah, it was a crap banana cake. But the recipe is usually completely faultless and brilliant, and we've had so many people send in pictures of them making Dr. Alex's banana bread. Actually, there was somebody who made me laugh so much on Twitter the other day. Hold on, I've got to, let me find it. This is a shout out to Tom, Elstro, at Elstro 1988. This is a picture of the excellent and, can I even say, moist banana bread. This is what Tom says. Celebrating the fact that after 3 weeks of naughty weekends and scale avoidance, I've only gained a paltry £2 by making Jessie Ware's or her brother's famous banana bread from Table Manners. Well, I think £2 is absolutely nothing, and I think you should make a bit more, Tom. So that wasn't the only time that our food offerings have been completely rinsed. I had my own moment, and I feel like it's only fair to balance the scales by showing, the queen of disco, Irish queen of disco and groove and house and excellence and style. This is style icon Roisin Murphy, one of my favourite people, who came round for a raucous evening in May 2019. I love it. She said she wasn't going to drink. She said, yeah, no. And then she absolutely drunk and then rinsed my, what was it? A rhubarb full, which was perfectly nice. I love Roisin to death, but this did crack me up. Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I present this podcast with my dear mother, Lenny.
Hi.
We're 6 series in. And the relationship is stronger than ever, I'd say, Mum.
I think so.
We cook for a guest and we ask kind of food memories, and it can go everywhere and anywhere, the conversation. So tonight we have Roisin Murphy. Now, I'm not going to lie, this intro was recorded after this guest arrived because she arrived an hour early.
Wow. Were you ready?
Was I ready? I was feeding my daughter food and still preparing the food that she was going to eat and hadn't had a shower for the day. So,
wow.
This is not how I wanted to meet one of my style icons in Adidas running shoes and leggings. But
do you think she minded?
I just wonder whether she would have been more impressed with the outfit that I thought I was going to put on.
She was a health visitor when I walked in. She had the baby and was looking kind of in charge. I did. She says hello. And I said, oh, hi. Didn't you think? Why would I know? I didn't know what she looked like. And she wasn't singing Bring It Back.
Well, Mum, do you think our guests, do you think when Ed Sheeran was on, he was going, love with the shape of you?
No, but that's how I would have identified
so
her.
So she had to say,
I thought she was the health visitor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Note to Roisin, okay. When you go to a stranger's house, you have to come in singing the Maloko song, the remix. But your partner is Italian.
He is.
And he does the cooking.
He's the man for the cooking, yeah.
How lucky are you?
I know.
You really lucked out.
Butter, butter. Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
What's his
He's
dish?
He's from Milan, right? So, you know, a lot of sort of kind of what you would think of as Italian cooking is not what he does, you know. He doesn't do... I mean, they use a lot of butter, for example, right. In northern Italy. He does cotoletta milanese, which is like a very flattened...
like a schnitzel.
Like schnitzel,
like
veal schnitzel,
veal,
yeah.
Milanese.
But yeah. Nicer than schnitzel, I think. When
so
it's
what
done
does
right.
he do with his the breadcrumbs, like the topping?
Well, he buys the breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's really about how long he beats his meat, if you know what I mean.
Oh, wow. That's what she said.
He's a lovely big Italian man. He can often be found beating his meat in my kitchen.
An Italian beating him his meat.
Oh, he's a lovely big fella as well. He's over 6 foot tall. What are you cooking there?
Oh, it's just chips. Roisin,
have you just done chips for me? Do all that fancy stuff for other people?
They
do you
are.
Think I'm some kind of Irish traveller or something?
Let me, please.
I want chips and eggs.
So, no, basically, I've done chips because my mate Nick, who's one of the best cooks.
But not even fried chips. You've got the chips in the oven.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Would you have liked them fried? Fuck, I'm so sorry. So what we're having, if you would let me finish, thanks Roisin.
I'm a bit embarrassed now because it's kind
Mum,
of
Mum, you said to do the fucking chips, actually.
No,
I was like, maybe we should do a truffled solaria. Would that have suited you better?
It's tagliata, which is an Italian. Mm. So it's basically steak, but you chop it. Tagliata means cut,
yeah.
I think.
We do that now.
And
house,
okay,
yeah.
So, and you do it kind of in the pan and then you put garlic and rosemary and lemon juice.
Mm.
And you chop it and you pour all the juices on the top.
Sounds
I think you'll like it.
Sounds
so Jesse said, I'll do mashed potato. I said,
no,
not
I didn't say mashed potato.
You said celeriac.
Truffled celeriac, because I wanted to make an effort. And Mum's, and then my friend Nick does these chips that are amazing. So he gave me the recipe. I was like, fucking chips. So I've got these Cypress potatoes.
Ooh.
And I tried them out yesterday on my daughter and they didn't work. So, I mean, how much
can it sounds
chips?
Lovely.
Anyway, they're fucking chips and I'm really sorry. And it's a green
sounds
salad.
Fucking lovely.
And then I've done a really come down with me pudding.
What have you got?
Thanks to Al.
Sorry.
I was fretting about what to make. It's a rhubarb full and I'm going to crumble a bit of ginger snap on the top. I'm cringing as I speak. And
Just
I've tried
turn.
Two different ones. Piss off, Mum.
Roisin's a design icon.
No,
here.
I am a rhubarb fool. That's okay. Exactly what I am.
But I am cringing, but I hope it tastes nice. Look, I'm not a pudding person.
Jessie.
Mum was working all day. I feel like you've been given
I'm
the short
straw.
I'm
going to be honest, this is not.
It's you're eating it though.
Yeah, I'd eat anything.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? And that is why I leave desserts to Mum. Listen, I'm blaming Alice. She told me to do it. It is come dine with me. You don't have to
it's
eat all of it.
It's very come dine with me, isn't
don't,
it?
Don't. I want to cry. But maybe that's kind of retro now. No. You're not finding inspiration. You're not going to do a video of you with a rhubarb.
How do you like it?
Look.
I quite like it because I love cream.
No, but look, it is. It's not beautiful. It's not visually aesthetic. I'm really sorry. And I'm blaming my
like
nine-week-old son.
I do, yeah. Normally.
We'll just finish your glass of wine.
Be mad as a lovely
piss off, Roisin. No. Look, you're eating it. You're fucking eating it. So there
I
you
really
go.
I really like it.
It's so sorry.
It's, so it's not great. You should have done the
It's
chicken.
A bit babby-ish, isn't it? It's a little bit baby sort
yeah.
of food.
Yeah, like his first weaning food.
Yeah. Give it to the child, you might show.
I said to you. I said to you I'd do a pudding.
Mum, you said that you couldn't because you were working.
I could have done it this morning.
Listen, I've got some cheese for you if you prefer that.
No, but I like this. Okay. I think you're being harsh.
It's nice, I think this but is all it's right. like you could have it for breakfast or something. It's not
She's versatile, like the egg, Roisin.
The only thing, I will eat absolutely anything.
Apart from my fucking fool.
The
yeah,
only thing,
on.
Apart from your fucking fool, the only thing that I have not eaten, it's a good story, actually. I was in Paris one day and went to this fancy restaurant. So I said, this is a sausage, right, to the waiter. And he said, yes, it's andouillette, it's a speciality. I said, okay, I'll have that. He says, are you sure you really want that? I started laughing at him and said, I will eat anything. Just bring it to me like now. And he's chuckling away at me, laughing away at me. I'm thinking, you can laugh all you like, but I'll eat anything. Nobody's ever stopped me eating anything
And it's
ever.
A fucking sausage.
Right.
So you're thinking.
So bring it on. So out he comes. He's laughing when he comes out with the fucking sausages. Big, lovely, big, you know, your ideal sausage size, basically. Big one. And I looked down, it looks fabulous. So get my knife and fork out, chop it in half. Slight smell of sewage somehow, I don't
oh
know.
Oh, God.
I think, okay, that's fine. It's probably just French.
I'll eat anything.
So put it up in my mouth. Really smells of shit, right? Start chewing it. And I really start feeling sick because it actually is like eating shit. It actually is.
Why?
Let me tell you, when you cut into this particular andouillette sausage, it's not sausage meat inside.
What is it?
Shit.
It's more it's folds. Innards. More folds of innards.
Oh,
so it's just folds.
So it's where the shit has passed through.
It's all the pipes.
Oh,
like jammed into another pipe.
Why the fuck do they serve it?
Why would anyone want to
they
eat
like it?
Shit no, horses I said in
this,
France.
I said this to my partner, and he's Italian, he's Northern Italian, not too far from France, and he said, yeah, can be quite nice, the smell of shit.
What?
I was like, are you out of your tiny trip mind? Anyway, I started to go green, grey, and I really tried because I
did. You finish it like the bush tucker trial.
I'd made a big deal. I'd made a big. I eat everything, and the man was laughing at me. I didn't want to laugh at me. He comes back over. I'm completely green, like well, light green, yeah, mint green. That's the colour of my face. And the man comes over and he goes, "You don't like it, do you?" He's laughing now, going, "No, actually, I just don't like it. Please take it away." He took it away and he gave me another dish for free because he found it also very, very, very
Would
funny.
Would you eat snails?
Yes.
She'll eat anything, even shit.
Well, I tried to
yeah,
eat
you
shit.
Tried to eat
I did
shit.
Try my best. I really tried and I think he really responded to that, the old Parisian guy.
Everyone's struggled with a sausage in their time, have they not? What a riot we have with Roisin. Thank you so much, Roisin. You know what? As we pass the buck on to Dr. Alex, I do have to say that was actually a Nigel Slater rebuffle recipe. So just putting it out there, I'm just throwing Nigel under the bus too. So now, one of the perks of the job is that we get to meet some of the most wonderful people that we've been admiring from afar. And Lenny admits to loving being objectified. She says it quite a lot. But she was also guilty of objectifying most of our guests, especially the boys. From suggesting Liam Payne strip for a photo, down to his little jockstrap, to telling John Bishop that his smile is dazzling, darling. Here she is making Anthony from Queer Eye blush. We give all our guests a tea towel, which I'm
That's
sure you'll
beautiful.
Be using a lot. It's
and this
not
is how we. This is what I do on the show.
Ugh! Oh my God, you're going to have me in the photo like that. Jesus Christ. Giving me heart palpitations.
Running in for content with my messed up t-shirt. I really screwed this up.
I could probably get that clean if you want to take it off.
Don't even...
Just saying.
And here we are.
Run.
And I'm blushing
no,
again.
I wasn't. I'm
you know
blushing
what? It's
now.
The perfect
I didn't mean it
ending.
Like that.
It's the perfect ending. I was blushing when I walked in.
Yeah, but I could
and now I'm
do,
blushing
I can,
as
I'm
we
the
wrap
queen
it up.
Of washing.
Oh, you are?
And I get stains off everything. Oh, yeah. But I didn't mean it like that. It's a bit like the Coca-Cola advert.
That was Anthony from Queer Eye, a real-life Disney prince. He had the whole team in a flutter.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We had to include this next clip with the gorgeous actress Hayley Squires, who had come all the way from Kent on the train for dinner. She's a friend of mine. I love her. She's one of the most brilliant actresses. And we really wanted to impress with a creme brulee. But before I say what we all know as creme brulee gate, Hayley actually bought a cake herself, which was fantastic. We love you, Hayley. So yes, our creme brulee, we definitely should have practiced using the blowtorch first. However, it made excellent content. So here is Blowtorch Brulee Gate with Hayley Squires.
Mum's getting a soap. I've just bought a blowtorch from a shop down the road.
I say something else there.
A blowjob?
Mum, please.
Fucking hell.
Have you used one of these before, Jessie?
Well, I turned it on just to test it.
Right.
And now I can't get it back on, so this is not panning out. Oh my God.
Hold
on. I'm going to do this away from you. Hold on. For fuck's sake. Okay, here we go.
Oh my God, Jessie. Oh my God.
Yeah, all right. Is it coming out?
Okay,
that's...
Oh! Okay, got it.
No.
Oh my God.
Jessie, gently.
You're supposed to be gentle.
No, Jessie, you're not
doing
it
right. It's too strong, darling.
It's creme brulee. It's burnt fucking
cream. Turn it down.
Nearly a health and safety issue where I got the blowtorch and I will be sending it back tomorrow because it just set my mum's hand alight. Basically, her hand was going to be like Freddy Krueger. So now we've put them in the grill. So who knows if the old... it was quite fun, that blowtorch, for a while.
It's cracked. See, so it is properly brûléed. I don't think I have cream.
Jesus, I need a whiskey.
Oh, do you drink whiskey, Lily?
No.
I think we all needed a whiskey after that, absolutely. Up next is a clip from one of our live Edinburgh shows. The fabulous comedian London Hughes. I think no one has made my mum silent. However, London did, with her filthy mouth, and it was on it was amazing. I love London. She is brilliant. She needs to come back from LA because she's having too much of a lovely time there. She's always in the Beverly Hills Hotel eating some lobster roll or something. And we need you back, London. London misses you. This is London Hughes talking about Jewish people and what we can and can't eat.
Okay, if we do a Christmas special, will you do it?
Oh, what? They're going to be turkey and chicken and gammon. Not gammon.
Why not?
We're
gammon?
Jewish.
What, Jewish people can't eat gammon?
No,
but they shouldn't also.
Well, they can't really, but we do it now and again.
Christmas, but whatever. Why can't you have gammon?
It's pork. Pigs.
No!
Yeah.
Okay.
Scavengers. It's all right.
I've never had it.
Is it because they're scavengers?
No,
they're
prawns.
Not very clean.
Hold on, you've never had gammon?
Oh, yeah, we've had
it.
Yeah.
No, I've never had gammon.
But you're not allowed.
Mum says, no, we're not allowed. We're Jews. She has prosciutto in the fridge all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, I didn't know Jewish people couldn't eat gammon.
I love how sad you look for us.
I feel so upset. Because I had a friend, she's Jamaican and Jewish. She's Jamaican. She's Jamaican. And I didn't know she was out here not eating gammon. I need to call her to make sure she's okay.
Well, she probably is eating gammon.
Yeah.
Just not like, I mean, Mum, you've definitely got prawns and prosciutto in your fridge.
I have.
Okay, so why does
God's a forgiving
why
God.
Does Jewish why can't you eat pork it's in the Jewish religion?
It has something to do with their hooves, I think.
Oh, really?
What about their
My
hooves?
Cousin Deborah will tell us.
Are there hooves? Are there any Jews in the audience? Oh, hold on, my cousin, one sec. All right, stop people, Debs. Hold on a minute. All right.
Can't eat anything that doesn't chew the cud and have cloven hooves.
Say that again.
Chew the cud. So they keep chewing and regurgitating their food. And they have cloven hooves.
That's why they taste so nice, though. letting it marinate in them. Is that why you can't eat it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And shellfish as well.
What's wrong with shellfish?
Well, I'm
the
not quite
scavengers
sure.
Scavengers of the sea.
Scavengers of the sea?
They eat all the shit at the bottom.
Oh, my God.
Cousin Deborah, thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
Have you got any... Because I feel like... Because you've got so much content.
Content.
Any memorable date meals? Because I feel like you, I mean, there was this amazing, I don't want to give everything away, but there's this amazing picnic that she has with a heroin user. And you've got to listen. Yeah, anyway. But have you had any other memorable
date meals?
Any other memorable dates?
The date
food-wise?
Food-wise, let me think. I think with me on dates, like, I'm like a dude. And I like to be like, I'm ordering this and I don't mind paying. Even though I shouldn't pay. I don't think women should pay because our concealer costs more than your whole outfit. So why? Do you know what I mean? Like, why am I paying? You pay. But anyway, I decide that I'm going to pay and I'm going to get all loads of food. But I had a date with a vegan. I'm sorry, like, is there any vegans? I'm sorry. If there are anything, I respect your decisions.
They're everywhere,
I respect your decisions, Mark. I lost so many of my friends to veganism last year. Many of my friends and I, we used to hang out and go to places and eat, and then they became vegan.
I know, it's terrible.
And we couldn't, where could we go?
It's terrible.
Jessie, what could we do?
No, mate, you
where'd
don't know,
you go
she,
out?
Can't handle.
Can't deal with
it. Can't
vegans.
Deal with it. It's just traumatic for me.
Do you know
you were fine, you used to eat pork, what happened? What went wrong? And I feel like I can't get them out of it. They're just in that vegan bubble and they hang out with all their vegans. They call it a V-gang.
A V-gang.
Oh, I'm in the V-gang. It's like I can't. I've lost. Sorry, it's traumatic. It's triggering. But I went on a date with a vegan and it was just, what could we
Where
do?
Where did you go?
We went to this really fancy restaurant that looked like it wasn't vegan.
Yeah.
And looked like I could eat the shit there. Yeah. And then all the shit there was just lentils. Everything was lentils.
Everything's a
lentil. And I was just like, this is not...
Did you not have a second date?
No! I respect myself too much. Today, I've got one life to live. I'm not going to have my life flashback before my eyes and just see lentils and hummus. I'm not doing that shit.
Absolutely.
One life to live, you know.
One life,
Mumsy.
Don't eat plants.
Sorry if there's any vegans here. Sorry.
No, they're too scared to put their hands up. I'm sure there's some vegetarians.
I'm sure there's veggies.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Well, there's one.
Wow, this is
he's so tired because he's not getting enough protein. So he was like, oh. I'm a veggie.
This is my type of crowd, Jess.
Oh, my God.
I'm here.
I have to say, Mum is getting better about vegans and vegetarians. Slowly but surely. And we have just been in Greece and eaten some incredible vegetarian food, which probably all our guests are going to be getting in the next couple of weeks. But last autumn, we had the Heim sisters, my Jewish sistren from Los Angeles, the Valley. They came around for some chicken soup because they were over here on a promo thing and they just need a little bit of Jewish love. And we all know that Mum loves a sing-along. And what better group to do it with than the Heim girls?
And when we had our, like, family band, when we would, like, just kind of play on the weekends, and my dad would like, basically, I think dad really just wanted us to like not get into trouble. So he's on the weekends we have to rehearse, you know? So
I told you how I thought every family had a band growing up.
But did your parents ever play with you like the Sound of Music?
Yeah, we had a family band.
It was so
my dad played drums.
Yes. But they
guitar and sang.
And was it lots of Fleetwood Mac?
Honestly, it was like a lot of Eagles.
It was a lot of Eagles and Santana.
Things that people don't actually really like.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was...
We played Nova.
Mulata. Oye, come over.
We did Oye, come over. We did Black Magic Woman.
It was all Santana.
Evil Ways.
Evil Ways.
You got to change your evil ways.
Oh, Mom.
Baby. Before I stop loving you, you got to change
your evil
ways.
But not many people of your age know these
songs. Oh, we knew it all. I was like, singing Evil Ways like when I was like five. Like I was like,
Jessie,
I knew
I
it.
The boat with that one.
You should have joined our band.
I know, you should have joined our band. Wow, Mum, maybe you could be just like
the
bed.
Boat is still in the bed.
From the Happy Mondays and just be there kind of fucking dancing with the tambourine.
Yes,
like that.
Exactly.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. Do you ever reunite?
Also come to like the fun cities on tour, and we've played with them like
there
done
was, like,
an
when
on,
we played
on
stage. We played Radio City in New York, and like before the gig, my parents were like, "Okay, so when do we come on?" And I was like, "Excuse me?" And they're like, "When's our time? When should we be ready?" And I was like, "You're not coming on." And then we went on stage, and it was kind of like this like huge momentous occasion that we all kind of like looked at each other like, "Should we have Mom and Dad come up?" And
what did you play?
I on the talkback mic, which is like a mic that you can speak to everybody on stage, but no one in the audience can hear. I like asked, I was like, "Hey, can someone find my parents? Like, we want them to come play." And literally, I'm not. But by the time I was like, "Can someone find my peh?" My mom was like on the side of the stage, like me. She was like warming up, being like stretching, being like, "Here I go." And I was like, "Oh, okay."
That's amazing.
And they came on stage. And it was
what did
really
you sing? Mustang Sally.
We do like a roaring rendition of Mustang Sally.
That's our like ultimate Rockenheim.
Yeah, song, peak of Rockenheim. But my mom, like,
what does she do?
She sings Lee.
She
sings Lee.
Oh, it becomes Donna and Himes. It literally becomes Donna and Himes. Like, I'm not on stage. Literally, when my mom comes on stage with us, literally all she sees is like a spotlight and fog. And lasers that just spell out Dawn Rose. Like,
has
that's
she
like
got
really
the gravelly voice?
My mom is like a beast when it comes to like being
she's
on
really
stage.
Good. She's
it
good.
Really does. And my dad gets
like,
on drums.
Mustang Sally now, baby.
And you're like, Sally now, baby.
There we go.
Ride, Sally, ride.
You know?
Yeah. No, we're like, honestly, like we turn into like we were like kids again. Like we turn into like backup singers.
Oh my, Jessie, do you think we should have sung?
You guys should.
Sing.
Oh
my God. We'll you should bring your mom singers. On stage. We'll be you should bring your mom on stage.
Yeah, Jessie says you can't put grapes in fruit salad.
I feel really funny about grapes in fruit salad. Danielle agrees
with
this.
It's like
I don't want to
thank
I
you.
I don't
feel
bad for me.
I agree. I said to her, "Why have you done that? That's weird." But then producer Alice said that the worst is when they put apple in.
No apples.
So, not a big blueberry person either in a fruit salad.
A bit sad.
Exactly.
Well, Mum, all I'm saying is don't you.
Is this mango though?
It's
this is mango.
It's mango.
This Mom, it's like a plum or like an apricot. Something.
It's a nectarine, maybe?
What's this?
That's nectarine.
Yeah. But they're shit nectarines, to
be
fair.
But then we put ginger in it.
Ginger, stem ginger.
It's a little
just
bit of that.
Love.
Before you go, we'd like to give you our fabulous tea towels.
I love this.
A little leopard print goes a long way.
It does.
Haim, Alana, Danielle, and Esty. You've been fantastic. Because I
probably
knew
the best guest ever.
Oh, don't you say that every
no, not really.
Time.
And listen, we don't invite everyone back. But
honestly, when I heard you guys were doing a matzo ball soup, I knew that you guys did it with Mark Ronson, and I got a little.
Oh yeah,
he helped himself to the bloody sauce.
He had two helping, three helping.
Oh my God, we do it for
Good
all
boy.
The Jews. Is that?
Okay, they honestly, needed some. I'm glad
well,
we that
honored.
We got to do it too, because matzo ball soup's our favorite thing.
I don't want you to leave. I'd love you to stay here. I'd love us to have a sleepover. I'd love us to have a bagel.
Can we carry on singing?
I love seeing you.
Want to carry on singing, darling?
To take us out, I don't know which song you're going to do next.
Yeah, let's just do one.
What are you going to do?
You pick one.
Oh, I don't know. Santana and Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, all of which, like, whoever, which one you want.
Can you hear me calling
out your name? You know that I'm falling and I don't know what to say. Come on, baby, you better make a start. You better make it soon before you break my heart.
Take it there.
Oh, oh, I want to be with you everywhere. Oh, oh.
Hope you've enjoyed hearing some of our favourite bits. Thank you so much for listening. I hope it's tickled you and made you giggle a little bit. It's been amazing re-listening to some of these moments. This is just a few of some amazing moments on Table Manners. So if you fancy delving back into, could we say the archives, or could we say the catalogue? We've got over 100 now, so go and have a listen to some of the other ones. But we hope you've enjoyed hearing some of our favourite bits, and we'll have more for you next week. The music you've heard on Table Manners is by Peter Duffy and Pete Fraser. Table Manners is produced by Alice Williams.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders that we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.